And the day the Torah away from the night, Rabbi Shlomo Weisbold.
So I'm there from Yeshiva. So I said to him, "Wow, what are you doing?" I said, "It's in Los Angeles." "In Los Angeles, something." I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "He's busy with mental patients, actually." So I said, "It's interesting. We're doing Hilchos Refuah now." So I said to him, "I was thinking about this. What happens with a patient never who's not mentally stable? Can he be mechallel Shabbos for a person? Can he be mechallel Shabbos for such a person?" Right, I'm saying something. If there's such a thing that's stable, like he's going to commit to it, he's going to do something which he shouldn't be doing. It's possibly mechallel Shabbos. That's also called sakonos nefoshos. The person's not in charge of himself. He can't look after himself. He can do something dangerous. And you see in the moshul where he's wandering the streets or whatever. He's the person wandering the streets. He's not safe. Must be called mechallel Shabbos to the person. It's very important, actually, that. So all these cases, a person has to do mechallel Shabbos for. No question about it. There's any chance whatsoever the person's going to do something serious to himself. He's not going to look after himself. Then there is an inyan of being mechallel Shabbos. So we've more or less finished this topic. As far as I can, just to make a quick summary of what we learned last time before we leave this topic, and we'll see if we left something out. We spoke about moving beds. You know, the moshul that people have to move the bed. For example, the patient's in the bed, he's very uncomfortable. So chloishes b'sakana, and he's in an uncomfortable position. So of course, the ideal obviously is to get him on to move the bed. As I said to you already last time, someone told me he was in hospital this week, and it took about an hour and a half for someone to come. So in such a case there, the person's not going to wait. It's a very uncomfortable person. If he's in a very, someone's close to Fosh, he's very, very seriously ill. He's not lying properly in bed. It's very, very uncomfortable. It's not good for him.
It's not it could be a sacrament.
He has to be rested properly. He has to be able to rest properly. I think if a person doesn't have to... I'm saying, but...
The COVID will understand, yes. It's also turned over to the side.
You have to know what the situation is. You're right. You have to know what the situation is. But the mice of this person needs to be in this better removed.
So, you say you're taking hours so the nurse comes, which usually does, you know, so they do it.
Yeah. Ask
for paracetamol, it's an hour and a half to get them home, you know?
Yeah, paracetamol's not the end of the world, I'm saying. The mice of this is,
you know. Yeah, terrible headache, you know.
Yeah. So you have to know, you're quite right. Every case you have to know what's going on. But a mice can definitely be a person's in a lot of pain or whatever, it's very, 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 very uncomfortable. And a mice, there's no one else to do there, then a person should do it with a shimmy. Say, the work, the pash is the issues of Rabban, and like, it's not that, I mean, a lot of one has to be careful with this room. But if that's the only thing one can do, one may do that. Actually, we said also last time, very interesting halacha, he says, that one can't do Isra Bonon on Shabbos to daven with a minyan, let's say. So for example, let's say someone's up at the 15th floor, and the only way he can go to the minyan is to get a lift. He can't do it, actually. He can't do an Isra Bonon to go in the lift.
Why
not? You don't have to. An Isra Bonon is not wait for that motion. You can only for a second is wait. It's not wait for the person going to daven
with
a minyan.
Sorry? If
the
lift anyway is going
to... That's better, really. Someone else pushing the lift, that's really better, maybe. I told you, someone told me he was once in America, actually, very interesting story, he said to me. Very interesting. So he said to me, I mean, what was it? He's an accountant, but he was there, whatever he was doing in America. So he said he was staying in some sort of hotel where he was on a 15th floor. So whether he did the right thing, I don't know, but he said he arranged before Shabbos that when he gets there, he's going to have his meal somewhere else. When he gets to the hotel on Friday night, after that, someone's going to go in and live with him. Whether it's the right thing he did, I'm not sure, but that's what he did. Kitzer comes, every year according to plan, he comes into the place. He goes to the reception, he says, right, my name's so-and-so. I said, yeah, he said, we know about you. He said, someone's coming to take you in a lift. He said, thank you very much. Very good. So he waits a few minutes, so the guy comes out, and the guy starts walking with him towards the lift. He says, right, what floor do you want? He says, 15. So the guy says to me, he says, I must tell you, I'm sorry to do this to you. He said, so, you know, I really do it myself, but I'm Jewish, and I can't push a lift on Shabbos. So the guy said, you know, I'm also Jewish, he said. He said, I don't give anything anyway. So I don't mind doing it. So my friend said to me, he said, I'm sorry. I can't use you. Yeah. He said, I don't keep anything anyway, he said. He said, I'm sorry, I just can't use you, I'll have to wait. He said, it was ironic, this guy was on the phone for 15 minutes trying to get someone else to take him out of the lift. It's an interesting thing, actually. But he said he couldn't use him.
What time did he get to bed?
He got to bed late, he was very tired by the time he got up there, I tell you. I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether that was the right thing.
What was better?
He didn't know that. The mice says it's hard to know what you can't weigh up. It's very hard to weigh up the situation. You know what I mean? What's the better thing to do? The mice are both historic, but you can't let someone do an interview. It's very hard. It's very, very tricky. This, you know, it's an awkward, very tricky situation.
Are you allowed to?
Are you allowed to? Yeah, it's right, most people question it. If you're allowed to, it's a good thing to do, to visit a sick person themselves when asked to, certainly wants to do that. Yeah? Then we spoke about all medicine which is accepted, is allowed to be done, but any unknown medical procedure which hasn't been proved or is very dodgy. And obviously, if a new medical procedure has come out and they're hopeful it's going to work, and let's say it has to be flown over from somewhere else, that one can do. But it's something which is not reliable as a medicine, and one cannot do that, one can't take it. Stress, also we said, is also. And then we spoke about sending a fax to a tzaddik. Can you ask a non-Jew to send a fax or something like that to a tzaddik, or to what do you call it, to Dunview? So that the posh experience, not so posh actually, even though it's an interesting thing. Many poskim say that only refuah is mutter on Shabbos. It doesn't allow anything else. Even though the chayit's a very good svar, this he wants to sell it to done for him, which is really a very good thing. Many poskim say that's not allowed to be done. If you don't have a done for that's what Moshe is right, Game Moshe. You're done for a chayit, definitely one can do. I can done here for a chayit, one's put for a chayit, one's put for a chayit. But to do an issa, to send a fax or whatever, to send a taxi, the model to the, I don't know what, not a taxi, a taxi, but you want to get a non-Jew to phone out Shul, for you, for example, and speak to someone there, and they should go to a rebbe or something, or something there, to daven, that the query is not so posh that one should be able to do that.
No,
then it's all finished with your Shabbos, yeah? So you might have put some money, you can get to the person straight away, maybe. You can get to the tzaddik straight away. Right. So that's more or less anything we missed out. Is anything right, Royce, that we missed out in this
talk? You have to take a taxi home this morning if you start from hospital.
Okay, that's right. It's quite right. We didn't speak about it. It's a good point, actually. Yeah, anything else besides that?
Yeah, the bones stuck in the throat
of the Gomorrah and Shabbos.
It's
actually very interesting how the Halacha says. He's asking the Raisa, because we say all refuahs that the Gemara says and one shouldn't do, besides that one actually. The possible say besides that one, special nusul, chada chado bola, is a special thing. Like one is not, her bone gets stuck in someone's throat. So the Gemara, I'll try and bring that tomorrow actually. I wrote down a nusul actually, very interesting. So the Gemara says there that you take the same bone as that got stuck in the throat, you put it on the person's head. And you say the special nusach of a thing, chada bola bola, I can't remember the Russian. That's what's up, yeah, supposed to up. In Brock, where is it? In Shabbos? Summer's Zion, really? I was looking at the Gemara, I didn't see it in the Gemara. The Gemara says?
The last few lines.
Uh-huh. I've heard the doctor say they've tried this actually, I must say. They've used it, yeah, they've used this. But one Zich has to call that Sola. One Zich has to call that Sola as well, yeah? I think first that Sola. He tries afterwards, but afterwards. He's right, coming home is a very interesting point. Maybe we'll speak about this maybe a little bit tomorrow, maybe, because it's important. Someone's been discharged, which is very often the case. I must tell you, nowadays, generally in hospital, they take to get out as quick as possible. That's the truth. I don't know if it's different now than it used to be, but now they're very, very worried about people being in hospital. There's got a lot of infections going on, and they're very worried that it's best to be out. I find it a very chillish, actually. That's why are you asking? I said, my sir, people take on it like that. I find it a very chillish, I must tell you. A lot of our now is a very, very maker with people coming home. I find it a chillish. Sorry? I find it a very, very chillish. I must say. Yeah, it's not very comfortable there, but I understand. No, also, you have to know, I mean, I don't know if it's a cheshba, but you're missing out all the mitzvahs. Yeah, you can't do kiddush, you can't do the mitzvahs. So one has to weigh this up. I believe they do. We'll speak about this a little bit tomorrow. It's a good point, Tao. Coming home from a hospital, someone's been discharged, for example, is allowed to go out. What methods is he allowed to do? Partially, he's not a chole anymore. Once he's been discharged from hospital, that's not always true, actually. Often a person, when he's discharged, he's still called.
If he's not a chole, he's had his investigation.
Yeah, so his investigation is cleared. The Roshim is all cleared. Yeah, that's a good point. The Roshim is all cleared. So partially, in that case, they should have to stay there. That's the truth. What, even when it's cleared?
Yes. Yeah. I heard the Shem
Barakofan, I asked around when
they came, told me that they came home, Shabbos. They wanted
to go there, like you say, with all the diseases
and things.
Why should
you go
with
Master's
papers?
You need to take your family into account.
That's what I'm saying. That's another cheshbon. I mean, your family, first of all, everyone's by themselves home. You're going to miss kiddies, you're going to miss all the mitzvahs they're eating. Well, in hospital, they often can't do it. Because now you've got Ezra Mappi. That's another interesting question. I must say, that's a very interesting question. I asked my father, Hesed Rocha, once this question, because I'll tell you what happened. Very interesting question, what happened. Someone told me, he was on holiday a few years ago. Because he was in the middle of nowhere. He comes to Shabbos morning, and someone comes there from miles away. So they said, how did you get there? He said, yeah, there's no point, put 8 cummins down. He said, 8 cummins? You're miles away. I had to put 8 cummins. He said, put 5 cummins down to get there. 5, they said to him. You know, that's used one. He didn't realise. He thought you could put 5 down. He put 5 cummins down to get down. So they said to him, very sorry, my friend, but you know you're stuck in. You can't go back home. What? Yeah, Pastor's stuck in his dynamics. Yeah, yeah, he was in the shoe. The vice was in the shoe. He was in the building. He's stuck in the building. He's stuck in the car.
The whole hospital.
Yeah, the whole building's stuck in the dynamics. Well, it was not very much fun, the vice.
You got this
Shabbos
room.
Yeah, that was in the Shiloh. The Shiloh was nice. It's very nice. I'm staying here. What's going to my family?
Yourself.
What?
To discharge yourself. When you've got this Shabbos room, you've got your
reading
material.
Oh, the Shiloh's not anymore there.
Not there.
No, it's not anymore.
I know.
I think they had problems once with this, they stopped it. Oh, that's
it.
Yeah, you're right, they've got things there.
Not worth going into hospital. I understand.
Yeah, it's a good question what he's asking. It's a good question. So why would they told him you've got to stay here? So he said, I don't mind. He said, well, what's going on with my family? We were worried about me.
Very worried.
Very worried. So I asked my father, I said, well, it's Kasha, what you can do. I said, has you got any Hatayim? As far as I remember, I wrote it down as far. Yeah, Goy. What's the head for that? The Goy's doing this rice for you, yeah? The Goy's driving for you. He was mad. Driving Kaiser. I think someone else told us yesterday. The man said, driving Kaiser to Reiser. There's no question about it. It's, I remember I asked also a father many years ago. I had a postman who I found out was Jewish. So I thought it would be a nice idea to man for Friday night for the Shabbos meal. My wife wasn't so happy, but anyway, that's what I thought would be a nice idea. So I asked my father, can I invite him on the Shabbos? He said, how's he going to come? I said, he's going to come by car. Probably. I mean, he's not going to walk. He's not like he's going to walk. So he said to me, it's no good. He said to me, because look, why, if he's at home, so he's watching television. So the man says, put the television on. But once he's got the television on, he's doing this the whole time. He's not doing continuing this. But once the television is on, he said, every time he goes in that car, he puts it on the accelerator, he's doing an elevator. So he said, you can't make that cheshbon. Others, the mice in Kiruv, a lot of people do use this cheshbon, but that's another cheshbon. Yeah, pastures, that's a problem too. What? Yeah, all this is problematic. I was saying, so that is the chod, driving the cars, and this is the racer. So here, the shad is that you can do this. I remember he told me, I can't remember what cheshbon was, that you can get a goy to drive them home, or what do you call it, to drive to his house and tell them that he's stuck there. It's a chiddush. Say, the guy's doing this, I can't remember what the cheshbon was, why it was mutter, but I remember saying it was far as I remember, so that was alright. Probably just right to that, my friend. Problematic. It's not everything's mutter on Shabbos because it's a nice thing. Oh, any Shabbos is very important, no question about it. You can't. Sorry?
Maybe the doy is not Machal Shabbos, so he is obviously.
He could walk,
but the doy could get to that point.
Which point?
His friend at the end of the. Don't know where it's gone.
No, he's driving. The guy's driving the car.
No, he's not
going to
be.
Why can't the Gentile drive the car? I'm not sure. I've got my doubts about all this. First of all, it has to be realistic. You can't ask that the guy's just. Well, it's miles away. That wasn't his answer. As far as I remember, I can't remember. I remember why I asked him this question, but I just can't remember what he was. He said, I've come up Bora. I'm not 100% sure, I'm almost certain this is what he said to me you can do, but I can't remember why.
He could have done it
down. What?
Dodgy.
Not sure. Anyway, all right, so let's move on to this. So one topic, is that any other topics we missed out in Hilchos Shavua? It's a big subject, am I right?
I don't know, but I think he said that.
Yeah? It's also Kiddush. You've got the pistons, you're making fire.
You're talking about back taking stuff to
them. Yeah, taking back somewhere. Take it back to them. What you can carry. We're talking about what you can carry into the car, what you can take back with you.
Can you take a phone with you to
hospital? So that's a big thing, right? If it's, first of all, if for the chol is yisuba dato, if the person who's going into hospital will be very nervous, there's no phone with him.
Yeah.
And we're talking about chol yisuba dato, obviously, going to hospital is a chol yisuba dato. So if that's the case, he's going to be very nervous about he's got no phone, he doesn't know what he's going to do, he's going to worry him, then pastor can take the phone with him. Now, Shaila is what other people could take with them, the Moshe. People are coming with the Chayla, the Moshe. Someone's going with the person to hospital. Can they take stuff with them as well? The Moshe wants to take a sitter with him, or he wants to take a few things with him. That's interesting.
So,
Yeah, often you can. We said last time. Very often, you're allowed to. A person is allowed to go with a chayit. It's very, my person, much safer. Someone goes with, and it's also comforting for a chayit that someone's there. So, nice the positive will allow one to go with the chayit to the hospital. Okay, what do you say? A new topic, which is just a short one, just a little breather between hopefully Beis Hashem, Amir Lakum and Refuah. There's an interesting halacha about Schar Shabbos. Can a person get paid for doing something on Shabbos? Everyone looks at it, well, what job are we doing on Shabbos that we can get paid for?
Chazen.
A chazen's one thing, you get a babysitter, I don't know what else you can get, so you can get a load, sorry? Baltefillah, yeah, chazen, yeah. Caterer, waiterer, yes, mashkiach, all these things, are they allowed to? What?
Waiters.
Yeah, that's right.
The caterer,
yeah. All these things, all the moshla, the first one I have to see also, are you allowed to, the moshla, go into a hotel? Does he arrive on Friday night? And you're leaving straight after Shabbos. So you're paying for your room. Are you allowed to do that? Because you're paying for service on Shabbos. The issue is not only going to see, not only for working, but renting is also problematic.
Before Shabbos.
Oh, so when do you arrive there? If you arrive on time before, but something that's from somewhere arrives late in the morning. He arrives in his hotel room just on Shabbos.
On Shabbos?
Yeah.
And you go to sleep a minute after Shabbos and you're out after Shabbos?
Yeah, straight after Shabbos.
If my
parents
had a room,
like
when we went last time in the hotel, do we
have to tell them we're going to rest? Hold on, let's see. So what's the thing on Schar Shabbos? Let's see what the thing on Schar Shabbos is. The Chazal don't allow any business transactions on Shabbos where a person is going to earn some money if the Issa is, what's the Issa? The Issa is Chazal word, once a person starts earning money on Shabbos, it becomes like Mecha Memka, and it comes to a person needing a person to write. A person wants to make sure he's got his cheshbonis right, so he might write things down. That is Osa al Schar Shabbos. Not only that, unbelievable, Chazal was so machmir on this actually, that Chazal said if someone did something on Shabbos and gets paid for it, he should not have handed off that money. So there's a big question, can you give it to the stock? And I said, many possible hold one can't even give it to the stock. You can have no benefit from that money whatsoever. So, Moshe, someone did a service for someone on Shabbos and he got paid for it, personally, arranged to pay for it, and he got paid for it. He is not allowed to have an offer on that money. Now, Moshe's got a big shail about banks. The Moshe, how it works, a normal bank is not a problem. A normal bank pays interest on a daily basis. But they work their day from 12 till 12. So normally they're paying you interest, part of the time is not Shabbos, no problem. But, says Moshe, someone who, let's say 2 days Yom Tov, is going to be a problem. Then there's a problem, or Shabbos and Yom Tov afterwards is going to be a problem. So Shai is now what to do with that money. Now because you get such little interest in the bank, it's not really so relevant. But I'm saying in the case of where a person is going to get something, where he gets a substantial amount of money for something that was done on Shabbos, that is problematic. And it's so much so that possibly say one can have no hand nor from that money whatsoever. But it's interesting to say that actually, this Rambam says, oh, very, very far. You would have thought, why not give it to Stocker anonymously at least? At least someone can gain out of it, huh? Give it to Stocker anonymously or whatever.
If she gives a babysitter money, she won't bother babysitting.
Let's say someone pays you. Let's say the bank pays you, and once you got a lot of money in the bank, they pay the interest. Why don't you put the money in the that money has to be thrown out.
Wow. Yeah, babysitter. Eight babysitter works on Shabbos for 2-3 hours, right? You tell her that she has to give that money to
the
sucker, she won't bother babysitting, you know?
That's true, yeah. So you have to do it with their heads, you have to find out a way to make it
possible.
Right. Quite right, yeah. They're always going to come, they know they can't get the money out of it, they've got to do the job, quite right.
Yeah, so don't do a job where she's not
waiting on Monday,
Tuesday.
What? Not much, it was coming to a Gentile. And the chiddush over here, my friend, is over here, that the person's not doing an avail even, you're doing a service as a mutter, a marshal, a waiter. He's doing nothing wrong on Shabbos. He's serving the food on Shabbos. He's doing nothing wrong. He's doing absolutely no issue whatsoever, even so he can't get paid for that. He's done nothing wrong. He's doing a permitted hetzadikah job, which is allowed to be done on Shabbos.
He's working.
He's working. And that is the thing. A person could not get paid for doing something on Shabbos, even though... Now, this also is interesting. It makes no difference if you're doing a service for a goy or for a yid. But the issa over here, pashtus, is on the worker, not on the employer. That means that if the goy is the worker, that means I've got a goy who's going to be the waiter. So then there's no ismi to pay him. Rather, I shouldn't pay him on Shabbos, because the also is not very good, but after Shabbos I can pay him. There's no issur schar Shabbos if the recipient is a goy. If the issur is only on the worker, mustn't take the money. There's no issur. Sorry?
Yeah.
There's no issur on employer. That means the other way around as well. If you've got a yid who's working for a goy, let's say a yid is employed by a goy to be a waiter, he can't take the money. Because it looks at the worker. We always look at the worker. Is the worker a yid or a goy? If the worker's a yid, then he can't take the money. If the worker's a goy, he can't take the money. Okay, everybody, so sorry. What am I, she?